is escape artist, the king of bondage, the great redeemer. Hello. My subjects are fastened to each other, aren't they, as any fool can see?
Check.
Now I shall free you from your shackles with the cloak of mystery, courtesy of my bed. All right. Begin.
Good. Ready? One for the money, two for the show.
You know, it should have worked because I put a granny over here.
You put a granny over here.
You put ball. Oh, I did not. No, I don't worry about it. Calm down. Get you out.
Oh, Laverne, it's okay. You'll be in the act. I saw your legs off in the finale.
Stop it. Laverne! Laverne, are you upset or is nature calling?
I think that's nature calling.
Hello?
Hello.
Stop it, please. Hi, Mr. DiPazio. Yeah, just a minute. Laverne, it's your father! He wants to talk to you on the phone! Well, tell him I ain't here! I don't want to talk to him, ever!
She says she ain't here, she don't want to talk to him, ever!
She can't come to the phone right now. She's outside rotating the tires on the car.
Liar!
Shut up,
will
you shut up, please? Yes, as soon as she comes in, I'll have her call you. Okay. All right, bye-bye. All right, you can come out now, Laverne. The coast is clear. Listen to me. I don't think that he believed the thing about rotating the tires. I mean, that is the fifth time this month we have rotated the tires on the car.
Get rid of them.
Are you still here?
Don't sneak up on me like that. Of course I'm still here. Where am I going to go?
Would you please leave?
I would love to please leave, but I can't remember the magic words.
Get out!
Those are the magic words. This woman is gifted.
All right, you heard a great squidini out.
Get out. Come on.
You know, actually, this isn't bad practice for us. Now we know exactly what to do when an audience says, get out.
Get out!
You too, Carmine.
Me? You're kicking me out?
Go on. Come back a little later, okay?
Okay, but I'm taking the rope.
Easy, girl, easy. Does it. Those things aren't going to help you any. Come on. Laverne. Every time you and your father get in an argument, I end up in the middle. I mean, I have to lie for you. I have to take his phone calls at 4 a.m. when he calls up screaming Italian curses, you know? Well, not this time. This time we're going to settle it right now. Come on. Let's go down to the pizza bowl and talk to your father, and you can just settle this argument right now. Come on.
Well, this is different, Joe. This is a big problem.
No, there is no problem that two people can't sit down calmly and discuss.
Well, I ain't going.
Get out of here! I'm a born leader. Come on, right now. Let's go. There's your father. Now go right over there and make up. Come on, let's go.
You can push your horse to water, but you don't have to drink it. Come on, start drinking right now.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, no, you. Maybe you had to go.
Get over there, right now.
Looks like yours was as tough as mine was.
Yes, but it was well worth it. Here we are, the family DiPazio. Quite a happy picture, huh?
I want to see happy.
A little better.
Come on, you're not talking now. Oh, come on, Laverne, how are you going to make this up unless you talk? You got to talk to him. I mean, you got to just get in there and say, Pop, you know, I'm sorry.
Same to you.
That was a very touching little speech. Now, don't you have something more you want to say? Huh?
I'm sorry I yelled at you today.
Sorry I didn't answer the phone when you called.
I knew it! I knew when I called you again! I should have called you.
I'm going to keep you like this until your eyes water, okay? Frank.
Sorry.
Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's hug and promise that we're never going to fight again, all right?
Want to make up?
Sure, I didn't want to fight in the first place.
Neither did I.
Good, now hug. Come on. One, two, three, hug.
I don't want to fight either.
Okay. And if you want to yell at someone, yell at Edna.
All right, no more fighting. So you come with me Sunday.
No, I'm not going to come with you Sunday.
Why not?
Because I don't want to come.
Why don't you want to come with me Sunday?
I'm not going with you Sunday.
All I'm asking you is one little thing.
I'm not going.
You don't want to come?
No.
Then get out of here. Go home. Stay there. Don't come back here. I never want to see you again. Ever.
All right. Then I'll be an orphan.
All right, then be an orphan.
Frank, what happened here?
That is no way to make up with somebody.
How can you kick your own daughter out of your life?
All these years I've been asking her to do one thing. One little thing. How would you like to have a daughter who never visited her own mother's grave? Huh?
Listen, you can still talk about it. If it makes you happy, you can still yell about it.
What's the matter? Haven't any of you seen a family fall apart before? Huh? Excuse me, Laverne! Laverne! I followed you home from the pizza bowl.
Oh, I've been here 10 minutes.
You took the car! Look, Laverne, I know why you and your father are arguing, okay?
Oh, great. Now the whole world knows.
No, not the whole world. Just me and Edna and the customers at the pizza bowl. A few people out on the street. Your father's not a quiet man, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's just terrific. Now everybody thinks I'm a terrible person just because I won't go see my mother's grave.
Oh, no, everybody doesn't think you're a terrible person. Just Edna and the customers at the pizza bowl. People out on the street didn't want to get involved.
What about you? If you were me, would you go to the cemetery?
Yes, I would. And I'll tell you why,
Laverne. Who asked you?
You asked me! Laverne! I don't understand it anyway. Why don't you want to go to the cemetery, huh? What is it?
The cemetery's a creepy place. Everybody there is dead.
Well, some people go to the cemetery to visit their mother's graves, you know.
Yeah, well, some people's mothers didn't die. Some people's mothers stuck around and did things.
Like what, for instance, huh?
Well, some people's mother taught them the facts of life, just like you learned from your mother.
No, you taught me the facts of life.
Well, I had to learn them from Tony Piccone in study hall.
Filthy Tony Piccone? You learned the facts of life from disgusting, filthy Tony Piccone? Why would you even talk to that boy?
It's an interesting subject. Oh, he wasn't that disgusting.
He wore underwear on his head.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean, Cheryl. I mean, all that kind of stuff. Do you know that I had to learn all that woman stuff all by myself? You think it's easy trying to figure out how far up to shave your legs? If I had a mother, I wouldn't have had bangs growing on my knees.
Well, my mother wouldn't even let me shave my legs. I mean, if you will recall, I was the only one wearing knee socks at the homecoming dance.
Come on. You used to tell me all those great stories about all the fun you and your mother have together.
Come on, Laverne, come on. I'll bet when your mother was alive, you had good times together.
Yeah, we had some great times.
We used to play this game to see who could make each other laugh the fastest, and I always won. All I had to do was go like this. And then she died.
You know what I think? I think you ought to wait a couple of weeks, and then when things cool down, you ought to talk to your father.
Thank God a couple of weeks. He wants me to go with him Sunday. It's her birthday. She would have been 50 years old.
Well, gee, Laverne, then you really should go. No, you really should. It'd make him feel so good, and you'd
probably feel good, too.
And
don't tell
him
what to do.
I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah, you are telling me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do! You have a mother! I don't understand.
Nobody does.
What do you want, Len?
Got something for you.
What?
Came to shoot me with flowers.
Is that a Squiggy's magic act? I would have brought you the rabbit, but he gets cranky when we cram him into the gun.
Well, it's a real nice thought. Go put them in water.
Shirley mentioned something about you having a little, domestic problem.
Oh, great. Now she's blabbing all over the building.
No, no. She just blabbed it all over me. Laverne, I think maybe she thought that I might possibly know how you felt, perhaps.
Well, look, Len, I don't mean to insult you or anything, but if Shirley couldn't help me out with this, I really don't see how you can. So, what am I doing? Yeah. Thanks, but no thanks. So why don't you leave me
alone? Listen, wait a second. Listen, now, I am not as stupid as people think I am. Just because I happen to fall off the roof once or twice a month. There are some things I do understand about, see?
Yeah, but this ain't one of them. So what
Wait, no, Laverne, wait a second. No, hold it. Now, just sit down, please. Just sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting.
You see, I do understand this on account I personally don't have a mother either, on account of she ran out on me when I was 5.
Yeah, I know about that, Lennon. That was a real tough break,
got
but
a picture
I really
here. That's
like...
kind of a baby picture of me and my mom. That's me on the left. That's her with the pearls there.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. She's trying to force your head through the bars of your playpen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we used to play. Anyway, it was my 5th birthday, you know, and I was sitting there in front of my cake waiting for my mom to get home from the store with the candles. She never came back.
What'd you do?
I ate the cake. I had no choice, Laverne. Anyway, that's when we stopped appearing in pictures together.
Yeah, well, I'm really touched by your little story here, but I'd like to go...
Hold on a second, there's more. What I'm trying to say is that I hated my mom for running out on me. I really did. I hated her for years. Kind of like you hate your mother right now, Laverne.
Shut up! I don't hate my mother!
Yes, maybe it's me you hate then.
Len, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you. I don't hate you. Gee, the only person I hate is me. Oh, Len. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you. I didn't.
Hey, listen, I think I know how you feel, Laverne. Yeah, I do. Really, really, I do. Because, see, I hated myself most of all, too. I figured I had to be some real loser for my own mother to desert me. Ain't it sort of the same with you, Laverne? Kinda? Don't you sort of feel that maybe your mother wouldn't have died if you'd been a better person?
You know, Lance, for a guy who keeps falling off the roof, you've got some pretty good smarts.
Nah. Yeah? Your face is leaking all over everything. Here, spit. Girls can't spit. You know, you don't have to go down to the cemetery. Now, that don't mean you don't still love her.
I know that, Len.
I don't even have a cemetery to go to. Sometimes I go down to the bus stop and get a little misty. Take my leavings now, Caleb.
Hey, Len. Come here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Don't giggle, Len.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. See you later, okay?
Keep off the road.
Want to hear something? I was just appointed the official pizza maker for all the little leagues. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, business is real good. I got no complaints. One thing. I miss you. Josephine, I got to talk to you about Laverne. I mean, she's doing good. Oh, you'd be real proud of her. She's busy. That's why she couldn't come down for your birthday. And she asked me to say hello for her. So she says hello, and that's it. Surprise, Josephine, she came to home.
I didn't want to miss the birthday party. How do I look?
You look so beautiful. I never saw anybody look more beautiful than you. Oh, you made me the happiest father in the whole world. Listen, I'm going to leave you alone, okay? But you got a lot of catching up to do. Right? Bye, Josephine. Miss Rosina, eh? My daughter. Yeah?
It's me, Laverne. Got a nice view here. Probably don't recognize me, I grew. I remember that little freckle I used to have you know where? Disappeared. Turned up in a much worse spot. Oh, I bought you something. Plant for your birthday. Put it up there. I hope no one steals it. Shirley grew that from a little seedling. Oh, you don't know her. She's my roommate. She's out in the car. Boy, would you like her. She's cute and smart with a dimple, and she makes a bed with hospital corners just like you used to. Oh, gee, Mom, there's so many things I'd like to ask you. You can only talk to me.
Laverne.
Oh, don't do it to me!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to see how you were getting along. Looks like things are going okay, huh?
Yeah, they were fine.
Good. Well, aren't you going to...
Ma, this is Shirley, the one I told you about.
Hello. Hi, Mrs. DeFazio. It really is a pleasure to meet you. I've heard so much about you. Is this some girl you've got here? Is this some girl? Has she grown up to be quite a lady? Yes, she has. Sure, she is a little boy crazy. All right, I'll wait for you in the car. I'll see you later. Bye, Laverne. Bye, Mrs. DeFazio. Bye, everybody!
I gotta go now, Mama, but don't worry. I'll be back. I'm not mad at you no more. As I grew up. It's real nice being with you again. I love you, Mama. Oh, Mama, there's something else I forgot to give you. Thought you could use a good laugh.
Walt Disney.
That's about the raccoon that went to Congress.
That sounds interesting.
I think I'm going to go do my nails, huh?
Yeah, I'll get the stuff to do my nails, only I'm going to watch the raccoon that went to Congress.
Yes, that's right. It's the triumphant return of the great Squid Team.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
Thank you. For my next trick, I will attempt to escape from this soon-to-be-locked trunk without the aid of any wires, mirrors, or any magic whatsoever. My lovely assistant, Lene, will escort me to my lovely trunk.
Dylan, please, don't push. I'm not an acrobat.
I'll do it blindfolded.
I hope you punch some air holes in the top of that thing.
Yeah, they're just little bitty ones, though. He can't get out.
Hey, everybody, Mr. DeFazio's giving away free beer at the Pizza Bowl.